Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another episode, another exciting, engaging, live episode of With All Dude Respect. With All Dude Respect, the show that answers the ancient question of what's up, dude? So I'm Jim Ellis. I'm the co-host of With All Dude Respect here on the West Coast. And who do we have way over there on the East Coast?
You have Rick Wright on the East Coast.
Right on.
And
so,
we are sounding very, very professional today, by the way. Like official announcers. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we are. This is a couple of dudes. They're going to talk about what's really going on. So what is up, dude? Let me just ask you, Rick, what's up, dude?
What's up, dude? What's up with me is that that's a good question. What's up is, and what's been inspiring me as of late, is this weather that we've been having on the East Coast. Yesterday was like, in my area, my car was reading 64 degrees.
Ooh.
So it was really cool. Today is a little bit cooler. Tomorrow's gonna be a little bit cooler, but for like the next 2 weeks, it's gonna be like in the 40s and 50s, and then the Northeast at the end of January, man, that's like you can't beat that. That's just really good weather.
What's normal for this time?
Oh, it's like shit show central. It's like you know where Cold Miser? Ever see that cartoon during Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Cold Miser. Yeah, Cold that's Miser. Where he lives. That's what the Northeast is usually like around this time. It's like a fucking snow on the ground that doesn't go away, you know, threats. Because the news loves to sensationalize the, you know, any kind of weather. So if it's like, if it's either going to snow, shit ton of, you know, ice, or like, you know, the big thing was polar vortex. You know, polar vortex is coming back. You know, they're letting you know when your life is going to suck every time you walk outside. And, yeah, so that's the way it usually is, but right now it's more like I would say it's more like South Carolina, North Carolina weather, which is
so what degree is
nice.
It right now? What is it?
I don't know. I think it's like it was 43 when I was in my car before, but it's supposed to just drop a little bit. But again,
warmer.
It was 64 yesterday.
Okay. Well, we got here in San Diego, we got 57 and cloudy. Man.
What?
I know. Can you believe it? That's crazy. It even rained. It even rained. Some water coming from the sky. It's pretty weird. But
was that good though? Is that a good? That's a good thing.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, my garden is like, thank you, Mr. Sky. We needed that definitely. So it's good stuff. Well, speaking of water, we do have a topic.
It's great segue.
It's a stretch, but I found it. we have a topic, and I guess it came up. Now, how did this topic come up? You saw something on Facebook?
Yeah, you know, it's always Facebook. Saw something on Facebook, and I thought it was just a cool article, and it was. I shared it on our page with All Dude Respect. And it was just about men being able to the article that I shared, it was is men being able to cry and should have like a space to cry. And it was cool because, you know, I'll share some stuff on that page and probably people look at it and be like, yeah, okay, next post or whatever. But I got some good comments, and I got, you know, a woman, you know, commented that she was in a relationship where, you know, her husband at the time was, you know, he was just a babbling mess. You know, one day it'd be fine. The next day he'd just be like crying to her and stuff. And even my wife at some point, she mentioned that she had a boyfriend and he just used to cry a lot. And she used to be like, not like look down on him or like, you know, it was just, I don't know. It's just, well, we'll get into it, but it just seems like when a man is very, very emotional, I think, you know, women have a hard time, you know, dealing with that. You know, feminists are probably
right.
Like, yeah, I love my man to cry, you know, but deep down inside, you're like, what a pussy, you know, and push comes to shove, you know, if anything happens on the street, man, I'm going to get my ass kicked because this fucker is going to run faster than me and leave me, you know, leave me to get my shit beat up.
That's a great point, though. That's a great point because there's different levels inside of everybody about what's appropriate, what's okay, what works. So I think you just brought up something huge. The idea that in a relationship, a woman could be like, oh, yeah, I really want you to share your feelings. I really want to know where you're at. And yet, if he goes to the point where he's like really, you know, crying a lot and showing her all these things, then this other part of her might show up like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
But that's what. Have you ever, I know your wife is a big Friends fan. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the shows, but there's actually an episode where one of the boyfriends of one of the girls on the show, he was stoned. He was like, who's the guy in Die Hard? Who's the actor in Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
Anyway, Bruce Willis. Okay, think of Bruce Willis. Tough guy, right? I mean, Die Hard. And he was like really tough guy, and he wouldn't show anything. And then like the lady that Rachel was like, come on, just give me anything here. I want to have some kind of emotion, anything. And so what happens on the show is the guy reveals that he was made fun of as a kid. He was called Chicken Boy, whatever. And then next thing you know, he's crying all the time because anything referencing chicken, he starts crying. And she's like, oh, my God, stop. So that's a great point you're bringing up, Rick. So what about you and, you in a relationship? I mean, do you what works? I mean, what works with a woman
where
you have to, like, let her know but not go crazy?
Yeah, so for me, I'm not a big crier. When we were doing the prep for the show, I was like trying to think the last time I cried. Like when the last time like, I just broke down and cried, you know? And I told you, I said, I can't really remember. I do remember when I was doing a breakout session in Vegas, and I remember a man, David Fabricius. He's actually on Facebook. He has a lot of share stuff. He was holding he really held the mirror up to MDI and how we show up sometimes. And you know what? I really got it, and it made me very emotional. And I just remember that. I think that was the last time like I was really emotional about it. And I think I'm not sure why it was. I was like sort of like I think it was because there was a lot of truth in it, and I just was sort of like some shit came up for me around that. And but that was like the last time, you know. But you know, I'm not a robot. So like if something like sad is on TV, you know, around the it was a pretty cool commercial. It didn't make me cry, but it was like I thought it was pretty cool. Like the that big dumb oaf from What About Raymond or Something About Raymond.
Uh-huh.
The brother, Robert, I think his name was. He was the he did like a Christmas commercial where like he was like Frankenstein, and he went into like the town square and like he started singing, and like instead of taking the bolts, had bolts in his neck, he had light bulbs, and he started singing, and like the light bulbs started going out. And like everybody started like laughing at him and shit. And then like this little girl starts singing along with him. Like she picks up where he left off. Then he starts singing again. And then everybody started singing with him. And that was like pretty cool. You know, it was like, you know, it was like a cool, corny TV show that I was like, okay, man, that's like all right.
So something moves you, something you're watching or a song. I mean, you might tear up and get moved. Like that.
I don't know. See, the whole thing is like, again, I don't know if I tear up. I just, you know, I get that feeling, you know, when you get that feeling when you're at a movie and like at the end of it, and you're like, you know, and you're like holding it back, you know, where you like yawn, not to like, you know, do something, do some involuntary movement so you don't start blubbering.
Especially on a date.
I don't know. Is that bad? Good.
Especially on a date. I think my whole thing is it really depends.
When was the last time you cried?
Oh, I've never cried. I'm still waiting for that day. No. Actually, it's interesting. When I was growing up, I swear to God, when I was growing up, because my whole family was so emotionally stifled that, just wasn't okay to feel. I mean, my younger sister, she felt a lot, and she was kind of pretty much shamed about it. So, what happened was I used to think this is what crying was. Crying is when you get that raging, pulsating headache That's crying. It means your throat gets all burning, like it gets, you know, like it's like you're being strangled, burning, and then your head pounds. And that is because sadness was coming up, but it wasn't moving through. It was stuck, right? So sadness was coming up, but I wouldn't feel it. I'd hold my breath, and that would turn into a raging headache. So I ended up, because of that, all that stifling, I ended up doing this healing work in the early 90s, where all we would do is go into a deep meditative state to get in touch with our emotions. Next thing you know, crying or grieving became just such a relief, you know, just to be able to feel and to be able to grieve when the sadness was there. And there's a lot of sadness, you know, and things that we go through and things that we experience. So anyway, long story short, the question was actually, when was the last time I cried? Was that the question?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I teared up. Actually, it's funny. I was with my wife, and we were picking these cards. It's called Talking to Heaven by James von Prague. James von Prague's a gentleman. He's called a medium who can actually communicate with people who've passed on, believe it or not, and then picked a card for Jennifer. And it said, because it's like these are cards that somebody would have spoken, or like, you know, let's get in touch with somebody who's passed on. We'll pick a card thinking about them and what they would have said. And the card said something like, you know, I wish I would have told you I loved you more, or something like that. And so it's just one of those moments that just, you know, those moments where it just shoots you right into the heart. It's like, almost like an arrow. Ooh, it got you without you. You weren't prepared. You weren't ready for it. All of a sudden, something just touches you. And so, but I didn't like lay down and grieve and scream into the sky, but it was like, oh, it just touched me and I teared up. I think the big point is, and you know, I'd be curious to see what you think, Rick. The big point around crying, especially around, let's say, your significant other, your girlfriend or your wife, is the purpose, like, or what you want the person to do with it, if anything. I mean, it's good to let your woman know where you're at. It's good to let them know where you're at. But if it ever goes to the point where they need to do something about it, like, please, mommy, take care of me, or please be there while I grieve in front of you, I don't think that works. But I think they need to know, but I don't think they need to have to do anything about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's like, you know, if they can just be with it or be with you. The one thing that while you were talking and when you said the card, you know what I remember? It just jogged me, made me very emotional in a good way. Remember that prose you made for me for my anniversary, my wedding anniversary with Laura?
Yeah.
That, if I read that right now, like, I'll get emotional. You want me to read it, like, right now, like, live, so I get all emotional? You know what I'm saying? Like, have that trigger, like that one trigger thing, like that, you know, like you said, Bruce Willis, the chicken. Like, I'll read the prose, like, I'll sit there in silence for a little bit, then you'll hear me get like a little weepy, and then, you know, I just wanted to point that out, that prose was very emotional in a good way, you know. And then what I also wanted to say was, you brought up childhood. When I was a kid, like, if you slap me, like, hard, like on the hand, like, I would start bawling. Like, you don't know how many times my mother used to say, you want me to give you something to cry about? Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
famous.
I was that kid, you know, because I was just, like, that was, like, my go-to. And I don't know, maybe because my mom says, you want to give me something, you know, give you something to cry about. Maybe it was a knee jerk that I started, like, not. I don't feel like I don't on purpose, or like I hold it in. Like, you know, we have technology that we can do in our circles that we can get stuff out. And I have in circles, and you know, when I do LDs, we do this emotional work on Saturday nights. And I've always, you know, whenever I've been a part of the LD or the LD training team, I've been in those rooms and part of those exercises. And I would start, actually, you know what, I'm starting to break down here and realize I have been crying a couple of times. I would cry, but it would be more like an empathetic cry. Like, I would hear men sharing and I'd feel that pain and I'd, you know, and that anger and then, you know, the stories and just like the scar ceremony that we do. It's just, it's you know, so, you know, that's another, listen, it's another thing, another way of crying, I guess, or another, you know, think about it. Like, can you list different types of crying?
Well, that's what I'm thinking about too. Like MDI, you know, in the organization, Mentor, Discover, Inspire, that we belong to, that we've been talking, you referenced, we call it grieving. Somehow, grieving, there's a purpose for it, there's a place for it, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say a man crying, it's like, well, why? Why is he, like, what's going on? Is he just crying just because he's in a bad mood? But, like, when we're grieving, when men join together to grieve, you know, the arrows that we've taken, the pain that we've had in the past, there's a purpose to get it out, to move it through us, and so that we could be stronger men to be, you know, successful in our lives. So somehow grieving is okay. Crying, I don't know, it's like, I know it's just words, but I think that's to do with purpose, you know? Like,
I'm not in touch with a lot of men that do that. Like, I don't know, maybe men nowadays do, or young men. Again, I'm not sure because I'm not in those situations, and, you know, I don't hang out with, you know, the younger generation, you know. It was sort of seemed like the video that I saw that inspired the show was more on, like, it seemed like there was some millennials in there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's so, again, like, I think there's, okay, so there's grieving. There's, you know, like an emotional trigger, like what you had with the card. There's empathetic pain where you see someone else. Like, my wife is like classic. If she sees someone crying, she cries. If, you know, let me put it, look at how about half of the poor fuckers in Southern California that their team just up and left. You know, there's probably some people that were crying because their team didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
or, you know, you watch the college game, right? There's a big college game on Monday, right? So you go to the stand, there's Alabama people just blubbering. So, you know, like, your team is there, you know? I don't know if you've ever been punched really hard in the face. You know, I've been punched really hard in the nose. And my eye involuntarily, I don't know if it was crying, but my eyes were watering. I don't know if that was because it was a physical reaction to getting, you know, really just whacked straight in the bridge of the nose, or if it was, you know, my feelings were hurt during that massive smash to the face.
Well, definitely, I saw the news today about the Chargers, San Diego Chargers, moving to L.A., and there were people at the San Diego Charger offices, and they were crying. They were like, because what you can do with that is you can take it deeper. Like, okay, is it about the team, or is it about, oh, when they were growing up, they've been a fan for this long, it's been a part of their family? I mean, it does, you know, I think if you take it down, you can reach a deeper place where, like, oh, there's the heartfelt reason for it. But I think the question that I come up with, and I'll ask you, does men crying, does that make them weak? I think that's, like, the question.
I guess that's what we're trying to bring up. No, I would have to say no. You know, I don't think crying. I've seen men grieving, you know, and I've seen men that'll fucking, you know, they'll take your eyeballs out of your head in 20 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and you won't even know it until you know, and they're crying. I've seen them cry, you know, badass, you know, motherfuckers. And, you know, you probably have guys that are over in, you know, in war in the Middle East right now, and they're losing men, and, you know, and they cry. You know, if a man has a bad day and then comes home and cries, like, I don't know if that's bad either. But if he comes home every day and hates his job and just goes there every day, but then his go-to is to come home and cry, like, I don't think that's a sign of strength, you know?
Right.
Like, he should just get a new job.
Yeah, get a new job. Plus, taking it to the wife, maybe not a great idea on that front. But you know what reminded, what you just made me think of is, I once went to a regionals for MDI. This was in, 98, 99, long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And we used to have a division up in, or a region up in Vancouver, Canada. I don't know if you were around then. We had a Vancouver region. And for listeners who have not heard of MDI, we have different men's teams all over North America. We have a division up in Vancouver. And I went to a regionals where they actually blew up Vancouver, meaning that Vancouver was no longer allowed to have a division back in the days when, you know, men were allowed to and not allowed to because we had certain rules. And they blew up Vancouver. They lost their division status. And men in the audience were crying. And I'm looking at them. Yeah. But since I was so new, I wasn't in touch with what that meant. But, like, right now, if I lost my men's team or my division, it would be devastating. So sometimes I don't understand, you know, even if you don't understand why somebody's grieving, there's probably a deep reason for it, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But were you around then, in 98, 99?
No, I wasn't. But I heard, you know, they used to do that blow-up bullshit. Again,
right.
What an idiot, Starling. Free, you know, he had free labor, and he would, you know, exploit. Listen, I don't want to get into it. But yeah,
right.
So, but yeah, there was a lot of carnage back in that day, and I remember hearing a lot about that. I'm a little distracted, just so you know, because I got a. This is great. It's live radio. I have a guy here who's trying to buy my he wants to buy a queen bed. I just got a king bed for Christmas. And I told him to come after 4:30, but of course he's here and he's like it's off of like Facebook. So like I don't know him, but he's outside and so is my bed. So I'm going to have to take you outside with me.
Yeah, go
just
outside.
To make sure he doesn't
your
make
bed is
that... just make sure he doesn't make off with my bed.
Your bed is outside. We're just
well, yeah,
crying.
I set it up so it's outside. Like it's leaning up against my in my garage. He's calling me again. Let's get out of here.
Tell him.
I'd cry if he took this bed, and I didn't get paid for it. Suck.
He took the bed.
Hey, how you doing? Hey.
Oh my lord.
How you doing? Hector. Hi. How are you? Hi. I'm on the radio right now. So, you want to just take it? Is it good? Okay, good. You can, I'm going to go back inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, nothing to cry over or not.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I'll let me riff here a little bit.
Beautiful.
Then.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck. Thank you. Take care.
Wow, live radio.
Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that, Jim. Sorry about that, listeners.
So
hey,
you just made
life.
You made some money?
I just made some ducats. I tried it out. I'll give you something just real quick. Facebook has this thing where you can sell shit. And I got this king bed, and the queen bed, I couldn't put it. I couldn't figure out where to – I couldn't store it anywhere because it had a tall headboard. So I said, screw it. I went out, took three pictures, put it on Facebook. It was like it took me 2 seconds to do it. And I got a lot of calls, and some guy just came by and gave me my asking price.
Wow.
So I'm back with you. So, yeah, it's cool.
Says
I just put some money in my
pocket. Who says that doing radio you can't make money doing this radio gig? That's really cool.
It's the first time I've gotten paid for being on the radio. So I'm just going to wash my hands real quick. You know that. Not a big handshaker. Shake a lot of hands.
I wanted to I'll let the listeners know that you can I'll just fill in a little here. You can reach us on Facebook, since you mentioned Facebook. With All Dude Respect, if you just go into Facebook, go into the search, type in With All Dude Respect, and you'll be able to find us and communicate with us if you want to. Crying is allowed, if you want. That's good. I wanted to mention one thing about this whole topic. If you ever notice, I think one thing that happens, especially with men, is that they get into a certain mode. It's like battle mode. It's like warrior mode. They've got to slay the dragon. They've got to go find the work. They've got to be maybe in an actual war, right? At those times, you've got to be in a certain space. And you can't exactly feel all these certain feelings, which would probably take you out of the game, including like football game. But once, if you notice, once the game is over, once the battle is over, and a man can just, like, you know, be with his brothers or be with his feelings. Yeah, it comes up. But you won't see, like, I mean, I think you've even seen Tom Brady, like, after a game or, like, an interview. He'll be crying. But you think during a football game he's going to be over there weeping? No. I think that's
no.
That's a key point.
Yeah, and well. It's a type of man. Like again, we were speaking earlier, I think just some men find it easier to connect with that emotion. It's just, you know, like I said, you're not going to find Brady on the sidelines crying. You'll find him crying holding that Super Bowl trophy up. They still have that, you know,
right.
That scene of him shaking his head. I think it was the first one. You know, but there's different, again, yeah, it's good. We're just really, we're exploring the different ways of crying. Also, too, you know what, this hit me, too, when you gave out our With All Due Respect Facebook page. We should give out the number at the top of the show too, so we can we can have some callers, because it'd be great to hear from the audience. You know, because I'd love to hear from a guy right now going, I cry on a daily basis and it's so freeing for me and it's great. And
great.
It'd be great to like, it's great. And then to be asking like really like you know so like I've done like. Not you know, just ask them questions. You're like, okay, so why are you, you know, do a little processing. Like, we'd be in the circle.
Yeah.
And find out why. Right. You know, why do you do that?
I'd like to hear from a woman, too, to hear what she says. Because, you know, we have all these ideas about what women think about it. But what does a woman actually think? You know, what is she? I asked my wife before the call. I go, well, what do you think about a man crying? You know, what did she say? I can't even remember. It was kind of vague, but it depends on how, you know, she wants them to feel. She wants them to feel. But I got to tell you, man, if I came home and I went to my wife and I was all in this place of, like, do something about it. I mean, there's a weakness that has nothing to do with crying or not crying, right? Like, you can be in a weak place. You could approach weak or strong. But you add in tears and then it's just like, oh, my gosh. But if you're just, like, revealing, you know, how you're doing, then without a need attached to it, I think it works better. I mean, I got to tell you, before I did the men's weekend, like I said, I was in that healing work that I did. My feelings would come up so strong all the time, and it was one woman I was with. She was, I can't handle this, because I would trigger her pain. Her pain would come up. She'd be crying all the time.
Yeah.
It was like, so, like, I got to go. I'm addicted to you, Jim, and I love you, and I can't leave you, but I got to go. But then after the men's weekend, it was totally different, and it was more about me finding the places to grieve and then being with my woman on a different terms, different way. It's just, and you can't really teach it. You just got to go through experience. But anyway, what do you think Laura would say about this topic? I think maybe I already asked that.
You know, I never asked her. She, you know, my wife is such a man. She'd be like, yeah, you know what, sweetie, you can cry. Yeah, come here. You know, where do you want to go do it? Or do you want me, you know. My wife's amazing that way. Subconsciously, she might not, you know, she as you know, I don't know if I would get the true how she felt subconsciously or deep down. Because she also allows me to be, you know, she also allows me to be a man and, you know, embrace my masculinity. So I'm grateful for that. But I'll ask her if we can remember. I'll check in next week and tell her.
Yeah.
Imagine she's like, she goes, yeah, if you cry, I'm going to divorce you. That'd be great. If I see one fucking tear, you pussy, I will kick your ass to the curb. That'd be so great.
Yeah.
It'd be classic.
I only,
but I got it.
Yeah. Well, we gotta wrap this up, but I did want to mention I only cried one time over a football game, and so did Don Shula. Don Shula also only cried once over a football game. It was 1974, the playoffs, the Sea of Hands game against the fucking Oakland Raiders, and that was heartbreaking, but anyway. Well, that's a cool show, Rick, very revealing.
Yep.
Hopefully their audience got something out of it.
Hopefully.
Thanks for bringing that topic, and we'll have a new topic next week, Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with all due to respect. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, Jimmy. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye.